I'm not turning your mic on until you fix it. So if you fixed it, let me know. I'll turn your mic on. Is it okay? It's fixed. All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
I have the hiccups.
Your hiccups sound like fake, though. You're like,
it's not fake.
I think they're real.
It's not fake.
They sound real. How do you even fake hiccups?
Yeah.
Oh, people fake it all the time, Liv.
I can't fake it. My whole body moves.
With you, people do fake it all the time.
No, just my wife. She's committed to me. Okay, this is a problem here, and we have got to get to the bottom of this. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. And if you have advice on what we should do, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563. Last warning. 2539. The problem is not Alex's hiccups. It's that we've had a theft in the building. We've had something stolen from us this morning, and this is not cool. This is not good. We have had chairs that are new to us stolen. They are no longer in the studio. And if you're like, wah, 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 quit being a little baby, Joe. Why do you got to always cry about stuff?
Wah, wah, wah. I'm a baby.
I'm not being a baby. The fact is, we have been here for a while, and all we ask is for chairs. You don't understand. It looks like somebody let their dog chew on the chair for years and years and years. There was no padding left. It looked embarrassing when we had people come in the studio.
Not even the look. They were so uncomfortable.
Not enough room for even your butt.
No.
No, one cheek for me. That's why I couldn't use it. I'd use two chairs at the same time. It was really embarrassing.
So bad. And also, let's know, when we came in this morning, just mine and Pork Chop's chairs were missing, which I think is like the most disrespectful.
They don't
part.
Dare take mine and Joe's.
Exactly. Yeah, they know who runs things around here.
Exactly. So they're like, oh, the lowest on the totem poles. We'll just take their chairs. They're not going to do anything
about
it.
Those two bottom bees ain't going to do
yeah.
anything. They're going to be little roly-polies, you know, on their back. They won't do anything like a turtle. They'll just sit there and cry.
Right. So we looked around, and we found the two chairs in our other radio stations that are in the building, our sister stations.
But
producer Porkchop is too nice and won't go ask for his chair back.
So we've located them for you. Alex and I went. We're busy trying to get the show ready. We went and found the chairs in the building, but you guys won't go get them.
I said I'll do it after the show.
Because you're a coward.
No, because I'm busy doing stuff. I don't have time to go get a
Pork
chair
chop,
right now.
It is 20 feet away. You go farther to go get a coffee. You go 100 feet to go to the bathroom.
I usually don't drink coffee in the morning because I don't have time to get it.
Well,
I don't go to the bathroom
so
either.
Dramatic.
Well, we're out of water, by the way. I need somebody to fill up the Keurig in a second.
This is all the excuses because Porkchop is just too nice to ask.
And you're supposed to be the producer. You're the general. You battle for the show, whether it's a listener, whether it's an employee at the station, like a salesperson. You fight for us.
You've got your chair, though. It's just me and Liv.
I know, but I want my chair back. And also, here's the thing. I'm the lowest on the totem pole, so I feel weird marching into another person's studio and being like, hey, give me my chair back. Like, that's mine.
Look what kind of example you're setting for your little sister, in a sense, right here. I mean, she's
yeah.
supposed to look up to you and learn.
Oh, how am I supposed to look up to you?
Maybe. Hold on. 833-JOE-ALEX. Am I wrong about this? Or, I mean, Porkchop one's like, well, I'll wait till after the show and then I'll politely talk to them and I'll explain the situation. Maybe I'll write a Facebook message explaining it too. I don't want anybody to be upset.
How about I do a stakeout? And like when they go to the bathroom, that's when I'll go in there real quick and swipe it.
No, that's a coward
move. I think that's
more
cowardly.
That's really mean.
I
just tell them.
I'm just picturing people coming in here and like snickering and laughing, be like, hee hee hee, we're going to take their chairs. We're going to get them back. And like that makes me mad.
Like a witch.
Yeah.
So are you going to go get them or what are you going to do here?
I mean, I guess, sure.
Best way to do it, you got to mark your territory.
There's
you just
two
go
ways.
In there.
There's two ways.
Yeah, you just go in there and you either lick it.
Or you need to go up there, position your butt cheek, pants on or off, it's optional, and
what do I say to the other person in the studio, though?
Nothing.
Just walk in,
nothing.
Lick it and take it?
You rip it and walk away.
Rip and walk.
And see what they do.
Now if they fart, yeah. Now if they fart back on it, then I don't know what to tell you.
They're gonna volunteer. They're gonna voluntarily give the chair back. You don't have to say anything. You
All
fart,
right,
you walk away. They're just gonna bring it back.
I'll regurgitate on it.
There you go.
Oh, that was gross.